You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
You're doing the dance.
Kill me now.
Come on, Charles.
No. I can't. That is so funny. I literally just took my kid. He's only three, so he goes to this little kind of, you know, daycare thing. Oh, my gosh. I just took him to his little school this morning, and what was the first song? He said, I want some of my songs. He goes, Baby Shark, Baby Shark. And I had to listen to it three times in a row. Absolutely driving me nuts.
Any parent with a toddler knows that song. Both Nico and I have young kids. Last night, we set a record of 14 times in a row.
Wow. That is astonishing.
Wow. How you are still alive after that, I would have definitely jumped off the closest bridge.
I'm like shocked. I literally was telling Dave and Hillary, I was like, we all have kids. I said, you know, it's not like it's hard to write these songs. I said, we have got to, like, I mean, there's no telling how much money whoever wrote that is making. Because I, like, looked it up on YouTube one time.
Yeah.
I mean, the streams are more, like, twice of what, like, our biggest song, Need You Now, is. And I'm like, Need You Now, been around for, like, 8-9 years, you know. And then you got Baby Shark, been around for maybe, like, 1 year. And it's got, like, 500 million streams. Well, how y'all doing other than that?
We are fantastic. Just gearing up for the Phoenix Open.
I'm not coming this year, unfortunately. I've been the past 3 years, but we're rehearsing, and we got our, you know, Vegas residency starting here soon. And so I'm missing it. But that's a fun time.
Which, how cool is that Vegas residency going to be? Not only are you guys going to have a huge stage, but then also you could break it down into like a special songwriters thing too, and kind of be intimate with some of the songs and how they came to be.
That's kind of the goal, honestly, because we were sitting there going, okay, you know, what's going to make people feel like they want to fly to Vegas and make a destination out of this, you know, where they can just wait for us to come to town. And that's really, truly what it is. You know, it's Vegas, so we're going to have some big moments. It's going to be big and flashy, but we're really going to have some extended, you know, what I like to call the little Bluebird Cafe moment, where we get to sit around and tell stories about how we wrote songs, how we met, and maybe even interact with the audience, because I think that's what people want. If they're going to come to Vegas, they want to rock out, but they also want to see a different type of show from you. And it's going to be special. I mean, I really think this is kind of what we've always dreamed about doing, is being able to kind of have more of a stripped down moment. But, you know, when you're in an amphitheater and people are out there and they've been drinking since noon, you know, you can't bore them too much with slow songs. So you really have to kind of keep it up, tempo and moving. But I think this is an opportunity for us to, you know, to really show that other side of who we are as artists and people. And it's going to be fun, man. We're putting it together right now, and it's going to be a really slick show, but also a really kind of down-to-earth show. And, you know, I hope people come out and see it and enjoy it.
Okay, so dream Vegas show, like past or present, that you could see, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I did see Love, which is the Beatles. It's like a I can never say it. Circus du Soleil. That was one of the coolest. I'm the biggest Beatles fan, and so that was one of the coolest things to see. You know, it had old archive, like, audio things of them in the studio, and it was just wild. I mean, those kind of shows really do baffle you when you start putting together production things, and we're over here, you know, talking about lighting and stuff, and it takes us a month to put together. It must take these shows years and years to put these things together, and so you really do appreciate all the work that goes into it. I did get to see Shania Twain. That was a really cool show.
Ooh.
Who else did I see that was pretty special? Holly Madison. You remember Holly Madison?
The Hugh Hefner girl.
My wife, I'm laughing. It was the worst Vegas show I've ever seen in my life. My wife made me go. I don't know what made her want to do this, but it was like a burlesque type of thing.
Oh, okay.
And so the funny thing about it was she pretty much just like came out one time, and it was all these other really talented gymnasts and burlesque type of people. And then she comes out at the very end and then takes her top off, and then she's out.
Wow.
It was really weird. I know. And my wife is really like a button-up person. I was like, why did you want to go to this burlesque thing? It was really weird. And anyways, I guess she was trying to get me in the mood. I don't know.
All right. So here's what we've learned for the Lady A Vegas show is you have to have a topless element, a contortionist,
yes,
and gymnast.
Yep. and gymnast. You know, that, we'll see if Dave will take his top off. He's the hairiest of the group.
So. That would be awesome.
I feel like even your amphitheater shows and stuff like that, people walk away and they are like, man, we got our money's worth. We saw Lady A. We got to sing a whole bunch of songs because everybody knows the words to all of your songs. So seeing you in this kind of different venue in Vegas is going to be fun. Plus, it's a short 4.5 hour drive for us. So we are super excited about that. Charles, congratulations on the residency. That's such
Thank
a big
you.
Deal. And it's just a new chapter in Lady A's book that we are so excited for you. And good luck, you know, with the Baby Shark. You start writing those songs like doo-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Mm-hmm. I know. Just a little at a time, you know. I'm going to sit here right after the Vegas. We're going to put out some new music, and then shortly after that, it's going to be just full on career change into the kids zone. So y'all look for that. And then what we're going to do? We're going to have a little Disney residency.
Hey.
Ooh, yes.
There we go. I'm sure Ward would love that.
I know he would.
And he'd get up on stage because now he's playing the drums.
I know. He's into the drums. Dave started piano really early. I said I really am going to have him come over to Dave's house and start taking some piano lessons before he gets too old. Start him early.
Yeah, while Dave's napping.
Exactly.
Charles, we will see you in Vegas. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Listen to
The Breakfast Buzz, weekdays starting at 5:30.
On the new Camel at 107.9.